The Darfur crisis worsens. Christians are committed to staying. Treatment of Christians in Iraq is worse than feared, and a two-pronged ministry is emerging in Romania. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Darfur Sudan crisis was one of the topics of discussion between the new British Prime Minister Gordon Brown and U.S. President George W. Bush. They met informally this week in the United States. According to World Vision's Rose Camus, the situation is desperate and getting worse, as 200,000 people are dead and 2 million are in displacement camps.
What makes it worse is that it is not ending. Every day, people are getting displaced, more people are dying. World Vision has had to expand its food distribution sites. Last year, we were distributing in 22 sites, but this year, we've increased the number to 38.
As Christians, Camus says they're committed to helping in Darfur.
We are grateful that God has given us that opportunity, you know, to be able to show the people of Darfur the love of Christ. Every day, our staff risk their lives as they go out to the community. We've had many attacks on our cars, on our staff.
Funding is needed. Next, two Bible translation projects are already having an impact on tribal people in Brazil. President of WordWinds International, Jared Allen, says their Tembe translation project just completed the New Testament. That's not all. They're celebrating another work.
We have finished the Gospel of Luke in the Kwikuta language. And because of that, and through the work of translating the Gospel of Luke, this past year, the Kwikuta heard the Gospel of Jesus Christ in their language for the first time in human history.
Allen says a few are already participating in Bible studies. He's not sure how long they'll be able to work there because missionaries are restricted from the region. Allen says,
although the missionaries can't go in, they invite them to their house and they try to spend time with them that way. And then in doing so, they're able to gain invitations to go back in.
Allen says it's only a matter of time before they start having difficulties in this area. Funding is needed to complete the projects before that happens. Please pray. You're listening to Mission Network News. Reports suggest one in four Christian families have left Iraq because of persecution. According to an Iraqi pastor speaking to the U.S. Religious Freedom Commission last week, 30 members of his congregation were kidnapped and only one released. He says Christians in Dora, Iraq, had 20,000 families. Now there are only 3,000. Most of those families are only partially intact. Pray that Christians will be heard, protected, and a remnant will remain. Next, Dan and Nora Emig are missionaries with Greater Europe Mission in Bucharest, Romania. They have a two-pronged ministry. Dan does personality evaluation among professionals, believers, and unbelievers. He says a few hours with unbelievers is a chance to plant a seed.
Lots and lots of questions surface from their end as to how we relate in life. And from that point, I can go into more of my personal walk with the Lord and my relationship with Christ and be more specific about why I am able to deal with certain issues in life based on my faith in the Lord.
Nora Emig reaches out to women in their community. She meets with a young lady weekly, but God is using her to reach others as well.
There are other women in the neighborhood, too, where he's opened up doors for me. Once again, most of it is with English, surprisingly. They want to practice their English, and I'm their opportunity to do that.
Pray that their new ministry will blossom and produce fruit. And a Native American chief made a public confession of faith during the On Eagles Wing outreach in Canada. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries team and the chief prayed that the rest of the people he leads would come to know Christ. Rain near the end of the week didn't hinder their work. Overall, 180 people came to know Christ in that region. Their next stop is the second largest First Nations reserve in Canada. They ask you to continue praying that God changes hearts. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. September 13th is Ramadan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims during their holiest time of the year. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get one at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.